Consumer sentiment index, while pretty high, has been trending down.
You're listening to Economic Pulse with Dr. Cameron Afshar, Director of Cameron Afshar Data Analytics Center at DeSales University.
According to the University of Michigan, consumer sentiment was largely unchanged in December. However, it has been trending down since it peaked in June of 2018. It should be added that despite of the decline, it is still trending above where it was during the boom years of 2004-2006. In our consumption-based economic system, how consumers feel directly impacts the economy. And the impact is large, since close to 70% of our economy is consumer expenditures. Fortunately, a strong job market, improved household income and wealth have provided a financial buffer against rising uncertainties. Nonetheless, consumers becoming less optimistic about the future course of the economy can become a self-fulfilling prophecy. According to University of Michigan, most of the December gain was among upper-income households, with those in the top third of income distribution gaining 7.5% from last month, and those in the bottom two-third only recorded a 1% gain. The recent shift favoring higher-income household is opposite direction when compared with all-time peaks in the late 1990s. The impeachment hearing had a barely noticeable impact on economic expectation, as it was mentioned by just 2% of all consumers surveyed in December. The expectations of future economic conditions has been trending below its last year's level for 9 out of the last 12 months, which includes the last 5. This is never a good sign. But here is where it gets really interesting. Our political divide is continuing to taint our views of the economic conditions around us. In the December survey, when asked to assess current economic conditions, Democrats' index was 101, Independents indexed it at 115, while the Republican index valued at 134. By the same token, when asked as to the expectations of the future, Democrats' index was 62, Independents was 89, while Republicans raised their expectations to 118. The survey's chief economist, Dr. Richard Curtin, also compared the two best extended periods of optimism in the history of the survey, both of which included an impeachment. The 4 years from 1997 to 2000, when the sentiment index averaged as 105.3, and the 3 years from 2017 to 2019, when the index averaged at 97. On average, in the last 3 years, the index was 8% lower than the last years of the 1990s. Surprisingly, for the bottom 10% of income distribution, the index was only 4% lower, while for the top 10%, the index was a significant 11% lower when compared to the late 1990s period, while not as high as it was during the last recovery. The index is still pretty high, and that means high consumer expenditures over the course of these holidays. This is Cameron Afshar with Economic Pulse from WDIY, wishing you happy holidays.